Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
On the last episode, we saw that basically the entire world has turned purple because all the light is now being filtered into only purple light. How in the world is that happening? And Ava and Jaden are on their way to space? Oh dear. I hope they're prepared for what's about to happen. Let's find out what happens next. While Ava and Jaden were putting on their astronaut suits, Mr. Jim was upgrading their jetpacks to be able to fly through the atmosphere and into space. You see, they had spent many hours training in the astronaut simulator, but this would be the first time Ava and Jaden actually went to real space.
"Are we sure about this?"
said Jaden as he was strapping on his space boots.
"I don't see any other way, Jaden. We have to figure out why all the light is purple. There's no way I'm going to live the rest of my life looking like a giant grape," said Ava.
"All right, guys," said Mr. Jim. "The jetpacks are all ready for you." "That's great news, Mr. Jim. Are there any kind of special instructions for us to get through the atmosphere?"
"Yes, Ava, I'm glad you brought that up. I was just reading through the manual for the space jetpack upgrade, and it says when you're going through the atmosphere, you're going to start to feel pretty hot. When that happens, push this button here. It's going to engage an energy shield to protect you from completely burning up into a fiery flame."
Whoa. What was that last part you said? Burn us into a flaming what?
"No, Jaden, we just have to follow the instructions and then we won't burn into a fiery flame."
"But I'm not always good at following directions."
"I can tell you're nervous, Jaden, but remember, we've done this in simulation 100 times. Jaden, I think you even have the high score."
"Yeah, well, when it's a video game, it's a lot easier than trying to not catch on actual fire."
"Well, then it looks like you're going to need to trick yourself into thinking this is only a video game. I guess one that feels pretty real."
"Because it is real."
"Come on, Jaden, we gotta get going," said Ava. "I double-checked your suit, and you are clear for takeoff."
Okay. But Mr. Jim, if I don't make it back, can you please take care of my hamster for me?"
"Come on, Jaden, don't be overdramatic. We're going to be fine."
"I'll be tracking both of you the entire way. Don't worry, you're not alone," said Mr. Jim. Ava and Jaden started walking out the door of HQ. It's kind of hard for them to walk out the door because their spacesuits were so large. But in a flash, they were both gone. Blasting off faster than ever before. As Mr. Jim walked back inside of HQ, he received a call from some local critter protectors. Some very strange information about critter activity ever since the purple light came on.
"Shh. Hey, Ava and Jaden, this is Mr. Jim. Do you copy?"
"Shh. We copy, but it's a little bumpy. We're going through the sky over. Shh."
"Okay, I just want to let you know I just heard from the critter protectors. They said many of the nocturnal animals have been coming out during the day and are very confused. It's like with all this purple light, they can't tell if it's night or day."
"Shh.
Roger that, Mr. Jim. Ava here. That's not good. We're gonna have to go radio silent, though, because we're approaching the atmosphere and it's starting to get warm. We need to engage our energy shield. Over and out."
"Shh."
Back at Dr. Stinky Breath's house, he was walking outside to bring his garbage dumpster in?
Yes, you heard that right. Instead of bringing his trash out of his house, he's actually placed a dumpster out by the street for people to throw their trash in.
and then he sorts through to find the stinkiest and grossest of all the garbage to bring back in his house. Gross.
Oh, the Purple Ninjas will love this. This is going to go perfectly with our pasta salad tonight.
Gross. I can't even imagine what he's thinking of putting in his pasta salad.
Oh, but I miss all the Purple Ninjas. It feels so lonely to be at this big house all by myself.
And then he heard something.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Ow!
What was that? It's the middle of the day. What are wolves and owls doing awake at a time like this? It's very strange.
He grabbed a walkie-talkie to call the Purple Ninjas.
Shh! Purple Ninjas, how's it going up there? Is the job done?
Shh! Well, not exactly. We're just about to finish it up when, unfortunately, a meteor shower started putting holes in the purple sheet.
What are you doing about it? We have to control all the sunlight in order for this to work. If there are holes in the purple shield, it will let regular non-purple light through.
Well, Steve is patching the holes as we speak. But don't worry, boss. I'm going to use our giant vacuum cleaner to suck up all the meteors to make sure they don't cause any more damage. Over and out.
Shh. I don't like when they tell me not to worry, because that's usually when I should start worrying.
Meanwhile, Ava and Jaden had just arrived in outer space, and Jaden was frantically checking his spacesuit to make sure everything was okay. Jaden, everything's okay. All the sensors are reading normal.
I know, I just need to make sure.
What was that thing, though, that we flew through on our way up? I'm not sure, Jaden. Whole atmosphere was covered in that purple thing. We were lucky to find that hole for us to fly through. Oh, and look at that, Ava. We can confirm the sun is definitely not purple. And wait, Ava, look over there. Jaden pointed his finger in his spacesuit out over to the edge and... Whoa, is that a blimp? Said Ava. What is a blimp doing in space? I'll give you one guess, said Jaden.
Dr. Stinky Breath, they said at the same time.
I didn't know we had a space blimp, said Ava.
Me neither.
Come on, let's fly over there and check it out. As they got closer, they saw a purple ninja using what looked like was a ginormous vacuum cleaner.
What's he doing? Said Ava.
You don't think he's vacuuming space, do you? That doesn't seem very smart.
It looks like he is, laughed Ava.
Hey, I wonder if there's a way we could use that vacuum cleaner to suck up the purple shield. Hey, that's actually not a bad idea, Ava. Looks like they even have a shredder attached to the vacuum. Any ideas, though, on how we can distract them?
In fact, I do, Jaden. I'll sneak into the blimp and start driving it away. The purple ninjas won't want to be stranded alone in space without a blimp.
That's genius, Ava. Ava zoomed with her jetpack over to the side of the blimp and carefully snuck inside. It's a good thing it was empty. Jaden got into position to grab the giant vacuum cleaner when the time was perfect.
Hey, Steve. Do you see any more meteors coming your way over there?
No, I don't. Looks like we're all clear. I'll run back to the blimp, though, to grab the tape and we can start patching the holes.
Steve? Why is the blimp moving? Did you leave it in drive with the keys in?
Is it aliens? I don't like aliens! They must be controlling the blimp!
No, Steve, it's not aliens, but it's getting away! Hurry!
Ava jumped out of the back window of the blimp as it started to coast away towards the moon and flew over to Jaden to help him turn on the vacuum cleaner. They were able to turn the hose on and suck up the whole purple shield that was covering Earth in no time and watched as it was shredded into a million tiny pieces. By the time the purple ninjas came back, they were left speechless. But all of a sudden, Dr. Stinky Breath was calling them on their walkie-talkie.
Shh! Purple ninjas! What happened to the purple light? It looks like daytime now!
It was aliens, boss!
Steve, we're not sure, boss, but unfortunately, somehow now all the purple stuff is gone!
Purple ninjas!
Wow, great job, Spyology Squad! We saved the day and saved the actual day. That would have been terrible if all the light would have been purple for the rest of all time. Because I guess it would have confused a whole bunch of the nocturnal animals into tricking them into thinking that it was always nighttime. Even though we won this battle, I don't think Dr. Stinky Breath is done with trying to take over the world. So it's going to be up to you to help us stop him before it's too late. I will see you on our next adventure.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Hudson from Washington, Lincoln from Washington, Caden from Oregon, Maxwell from Arizona, Lily from Canada, Renzo from Florida, Ian from Washington, Winter, Atticus, Indigo, and Jeff from DeKalb, Illinois. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com so you can get your free access card in the mail. This is HQ, over and out.